Last night, the Rawhide gripped on to victory, narrowly defeating the Inland Empire 66ers 6-5 and capturing their first back-to-back series win in 2024. Tonight, the Rawhide will look to continue their success in the second half as they travel to Lone Mart Field. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball, VisaliaRawhide.com. Tonight, it is Game 7 of the 9-game road trip between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Joey Gonzalez with you on the only Monday night game of the season. And yesterday, Visalia got off to a hot start, scoring all six of their runs in the first inning. Inland Empire's starting pitcher, Francis Tuxedo, he retired the first two batters he faced. However, after that, Visalia getting seven straight batters to reach. It was Nefi Castillo who had the single, then a walk, then a single from Drew Jones. Three straight walks would take Francis Tuxedo out of the ballgame. Visalia would bring up 11 batters to the plate. That is the most batters to step up to the plate for the Rawhide here in 2024. So at the top half of the first inning, Visalia, six runs on four hits, two runners left on base. And then Adonis Perez made another Sunday start for the Hide. And not the ideal start from Adonis Perez. First two batters that he faced, he gives up the single. It would be five hits in the inning, three runs for Inland Empire. But four of those hits, kind of little nosebleed, little flare shots. Only one of them was solid contact. And as a result, Adonis Perez gives up those three runs. So Inland Empire within three at the end of one. If Visalia would not score for the rest of the ballgame, they would have their chance, but they would be unable to capitalize. They would leave a runner on base in every single inning besides the eighth and the ninth. Meanwhile, for Inland Empire, they would score a run in the bottom of the third and in the bottom of the seventh. Then we fast forward into the ninth inning. They had an opportunity. Hayden Durr came in for the potential six out save. He got five of the outs that he needed, and then he walked a batter, gave up a single, so runners on first and second. Then there was a wild pitch, runners on second and third, and manager D. Garner decided he had seen enough. He decides to bring Alexis Libano into the ballgame. He was 1-for-4 in save opportunities. However, he captures his second save of the year, becoming one of three Rawhide players with two saves here in 2024. And Visalia wins yesterday's ballgame. Final score, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Inland Empire, 5 runs, 13 hits, and no errors. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings, and we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Monday night. It is Game 1 of the mini 3-game series at Lone Mart Field before we travel back to Valley Strong Ballpark for the remaining 3 games for the 4th of July. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Get ready for first pitch on the first game of July in Visalia. For the first time since April 11th, they find themselves in first place in the California League South. We'll take a look at the California League standings real quick before we get ready for the national anthem. Visalia, 2-game winning streak there, 6-3 in the second half. They are currently in first ahead of the Lake Elsinore Storm, who are 5-4. Rancho, 5-4 as well. Inland Empire, 2-7. They find themselves 4 games back of first place in the South. We'll step aside for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Kaweah Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Raleigh Baseball. We get ready for first pitch here at Lone Mart Field. Go through the standings again. Visalia in first. They are 6-3 here in the second half. Meanwhile, tied for second is Lake Elsinore and Rancho Cucamonga with records of 5-4. Playoff scenario is pretty simple for the second half. Lake Elsinore won the first half, so Visalia either needs to win the second half title, which would be the first time in franchise history that they do that feat, or they have to finish in second and Lake Elsinore has to win the first half again. Meanwhile, in last, in fourth place, is the Inland Empire 66ers. They are 2-7, and they find themselves four games back. Moving up to the north, San Jose, they have gone off to a red-hot start. They are 7-2 in the second half. They currently have the lead over the first half winners, the Modesto Nuts, who are 4-5. Stockton, 4-5 as well. They are tied for second place. And then lastly, in fourth place, is the Fresno Grizzlies, who are 3-6. That's all your updated look at the California League standings entering this 4th of July week of games. Several games underway already. Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire, they are currently in the bottom of the 5th inning, where the Storm lead over the 66ers 5-3. Out at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, they have just gotten started. They're in the top of the 1st inning. And then lastly, at John Thurman Field, they'll get started at 7:05. It'll be the last start of the day. We'll step aside one final time, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve...
Welcome to Rawhide Baseball here at visaliarawhide.com, and we are ready to go for Game 7 of the 9-game road trip, a 3-game mini set at Rancho Cucamonga. First pitch was on the way, went outside for ball one. Second pitch outside for ball two. So quickly, 2-0 here to Yancel Luis. Luis leads things off for Visalia. Third pitch of the at bat on the way, and it is in there for a strike, 2-1. First pitch of the ball game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. Yancel Luis turns on that one into right field, going back to the wall. It's going to one-hop the wall, and Luis's helmet will pop off. He'll go over to second base. He'll hold up there, and it is a lead-off Rawhide double to begin this ball game in the first inning. Brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. I want that double from Yansel Luis. That is good for his 17th double of the year. It leads this Rawhide team. And now you got Perrine, who will step in from the right side of the plate. It'll be against the right-hander Eric Swan. First pitch on the way, and that one is fouled backwards for strike one. First pitch of today's ballgame officially goes down at 6:34 p.m. here on this Monday, July 1st. 0-1 with no outs. Here's the pitch to Taurean. It's a swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-2. The only Monday start here of 2024. Minor league baseball season adjusting for the 4th of July, so all teams can get their 4th of July celebrations, whether it is on the 3rd or the 4th. And Terrain will take that one on the inside corner, and he is rung up for out number one. So Eric Swan has his first strikeout victim of the ballgame, and it is Christopher Terrain, and it brings a Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. Starting batting order for Visalia goes Yansel Luis, followed by Christopher Terrain. Batting at the number 3 spot, Demetrio Crisantes. Kenny Castillo, the Rawhide catcher, will bat 4. He'll be followed by the Rawhide center fielder, Drew Jones, at the 5 spot. Ruben Santana, the third baseman, will bat 7th. First pitch of the at-bat on the way to Crisantes. Grounded up the middle. Yansel Luis at 3rd. He's going to be waved home. Kendall George will scoop it up. He'll toss to 2nd base, and the Rawhide are on the board first to begin this ballgame. They lead 1-0 over Rancho here in the top of the 1st inning. RBI base hit for Demetrio Crisantes. Guy who's been seeing the ball so well since arriving from the Arizona Complex League when Rancho came into town. Brings up Kenny Castillo. Last two batters in the Rawhide order. It is Angel Ortiz, the right fielder, followed by Jefferson Pena, the Rawhide left fielder. Swing and a miss for Kenny Castillo. And the count is now 0-1 with one away. Talk about Eric Swan here in just a moment. Pitch on the way, fouled backwards. And the count is now 0-2 with one away. Eric Swan making his first start against Visalia, his third appearance for the Quakes here in 2024. Made his pro debut on April 10th. However, following that appearance, dealt with an injury, and he's been working in rehab since then. 0-2 on the way. Ground ball to the left side. A chance to turn 2. Bobbled for a moment. Toss to 2nd for 1. It's only going to be 1. It's Demetrio Crisantes at 2nd. So Kenny Castillo will reach off of the fielder's choice, and there's now 2 down here in the inning. That brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Eric Swan comes in 6'6", 240, the 22-year-old right-hander from Middle Tennessee State. Check swing from Drew Jones. He goes around, and the count is now 0-1. 3 appearances in the Arizona Complex League since that injury that sidelined him after the April 10th start. And during his time in the Complex League, during those rehab appearances, no decisions with a 7.94 ERA. 3 games appeared in, 2 starts. His longest outing in the complex, 3 innings of work. It was his last outing on June 18th. Ground ball to the left side. It'll be fielded by Osorio. His toss to first base will be in time. And Drew Jones will ground out into a 5-3 inning-ending ground out. However, Visalia will get on the board first tonight thanks to an RBI single from Demetrio Crisantes. Visalia 1. Rancho Cucamonga 0. We'll see Casey Anderson for the first time tonight. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Valley Strong Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the first inning where Kendall George will lead things off for Rancho. Visalia leads this ball game 1-0. And we'll get to see the 10th ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization for the first time this week. First pitch on the way from Casey Anderson. Outside for ball number one, 1-0. Casey Anderson arrives in this ballgame 6'4", 185, the 23-year-old right-hander from Salt Lake City, Utah. That pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-1. Anderson, the four-pitch arsenal, the four-seam fastball, the sinker, slider, and changeup. And George in front of that one, and the count is now 1-2. Kendall so far on the year batting .283 with no home runs and 15 RBIs. He's stolen 21 bags. He's a big threat to steal when he's on board. And I'll take that one upstairs for ball two, 2-2. Anderson will stare down George, and it's a swing and a miss. And it'll be the first strikeout of the ballgame for Casey Anderson. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. It'll bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Casey Anderson so far in 2024, 2-4 with a 7.82 ERA. He's appearing in his second outing against Rancho here in 2024. 0-1 with one out. Anderson working from the windup. Here's his pitch. It's a bit upstairs, and the count is now 1-1 with one down. Anderson last pitched on Tuesday night in a ball game where Visalia ends up losing 10-8. And now Wilman Diaz is swinging a miss, and the count is 1-2. So far in 2024, 234 with three home runs and 27 RBIs. Pitch on the outside. Does Diaz go around? He does not. And the count will now be 2-2. It's a Rancho team with 52 home runs on the year, third most in the California League. Anderson's pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, back-to-back strikeouts here for the Rawhide right-hander. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Let's go through the starting batting order for the Quakes. Kendall George leads things off. He'll be followed by Wilman Diaz batting at the two spot. Cameron Decker will bat third as a DH. Oswaldo Osorio, the third baseman, will bat four, followed by Alexander Abuertes. That ball is fouled backwards for a strike, 0-1. Jose Meza will bat six. Samuel Munoz, seven. Sean McClain, the first baseman, will bat eight. And then lastly, it'll be the catcher, Carlos Rojas, batting at the number nine spot. Drew Jones will charge in. However, that ball's going to drop in for a base hit. And it's a two-out knock for Cameron Decker. It'll bring up Oswaldo Osorio to the plate. First hit of the ball game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! So Oswaldo Osorio batting .203 with a home run and 19 RBIs will dig in for the first time. And it's a hard hit shot to the right side. It'll be picked up by Angel Ortiz in right. He'll quickly get that ball in. And it will be back-to-back base hits for Rancho here in the bottom of the first inning. Alexander Abuertes will step up to the plate for the first time this evening. With the runners on first and second. Appearing in his seventh game in a Quakes uniform here in 2024. So far he's got four hits and seven RBIs. Anderson will glance over at second base. Here's the deal. Ground ball to the left side. It'll be fielded by Torin. He'll toss to first base, and the throw will be in time. So despite getting a two back-to-back base hits with two down in the inning, Christopher Torin fields it and tosses to first to get the inning to come to a conclusion. And Visalia leads 1-0 through one right at the top of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Anderson Rojas will lead things off for Visalia here in the top half of the second inning. It'll be Anderson Rojas, Ruben Santana, Angel Ortiz, 6, 7, and 8 due up. Pitch on the way from Swan, and that one's a bit inside, so the count will move to 1-1. Anderson Rojas so far in the year batting .253, three home runs and 27 RBIs. Team leader in stolen bases with 18, and this time tries to lay down a bunt. However, Swan's pitch is high and outside, so the count will move to 2-1. Talk a little bit more about Eric Swan's numbers as this ball game rolls on. It's 2-1 pitch on the way inside. Ball 3-1. So that opening outing of the year on April 10th, a ball game where he went two innings of work, gave up one hit, no runs, struck out four batters, and walked one. Then placed on the shelf for all of the rest of April, entirety of May, before returning on June 8th in the Complex League. Rojas will take that pitch outside for ball four, so it will be a leadoff base runner for the Hyde, bringing up Ruben Santana to the plate. Three games in the complex before making his return on June 25th against the Lake Elsinore Storm. A ball game where he went three innings of work, struck out two, walked two batters in that ball game a few days ago. Pickoff attempt at first. Rojas dives back in safely. Talked about Anderson Rojas leading this Rawhide team in stolen bases. Pitch on the way. There goes Rojas. The throw down to second. Not in time. And he's going to swipe another bag here in 2024. It is good for his 19th of the season. And Visalia has a runner in scoring position here with no outs. One ball, no strikes, no outs. Here's a pitch from Swan. That one's in the dirt. And it's going to sneak past the catcher, Carlos Rojas. So it's going to advance Anderson Rojas over to third base. Rojas, 19 stolen bags on the season, and now at third. And now the infield will play in after the wild pitch. Santana takes that one inside at the neck. It's a 3-0 count with Angel Ortiz waiting on deck. See what sort of patience Santana has right here before he'll decide to pull the trigger. Pitches on the outside corner, and it'll go down for a strike. It's now 3-1. Ruben Santana batting .225 with two home runs and 27 RBIs. Four stolen bags for the Rawhide third baseman. Really, Rawhide corner infield. We've seen him at third base this season. We've also seen him at first. It's been a Rawhide team who's had four different first basemen this year. You've had Jackson Feltner, Ruben Santana, Modifi Marte, and now Demetrio Crisantes, who plays at first this afternoon. Swing and a miss for Santana. So after being ahead in the count 3-0, Eric Swan will strike him out for the first out of the inning. And to bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate, who's he's been seeing the ball pretty well as of lately also. Batting .272, three home runs, 24 RBIs for Ortiz. And he's a guy just like Rojas, he has very good poolside power. One out pitch on the way, and that one is in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. Jefferson Peña waits on deck for Visalia. And his home plate umpire, Caden Gustafson, will call for some new balls. He's the home plate umpire for today's ball game. Meanwhile, over at first, it will be Tyler Vandewater. Ortiz rips this one into center field. Racing backwards is Kendall George. He'll look up at the wall, and that ball is gone. See you later. A two-run home run from Angel Ortiz. It's his fourth home run of the season, and Visalia takes a 3-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. A gunshot off the bat. Kendall George gave it a run, and it was the deepest part of the yard as well. 4-0-1 to dead center, and Angel Ortiz has 4-0-3 to get it out of the yard. And it brings up Jefferson Peña to the plate. So now it brings up Jefferson Peña to the plate with bases empty, so takes away the need for a sac fly. And Peña will take that one in there for a strike, 0-1, very top of the zone. Peña batting .227 with two home runs and 18 RBIs. Pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. It's now 0-2. So Angel Ortiz now joins multiple Rawhide players with four home runs on the season. You have Drew Jones, Yancel Luis, Adrian DeLeon, and now Angel Ortiz, four players with four homers. And now Peña, defensive swing there, fouls it off to the right side. Foul ball brought to you by Portisubs, your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. No balls, two strikes, one away. Eric Swan will stare down Angel Ortiz, looking for his third strikeout of the ball game. Here's a pitch from Swan. That one will be bounced in, so the count will now move to 1-2. The Rawhide home run brought to you by Handel's Homemade Ice Cream, made fresh daily since 1945. You want to scoop up your favorites at Handel's in Visalia, located on Mooney Boulevard. 1-2 with one away here to Jefferson Peña. Here's a pitch from Swan. It's upstairs for ball two, 2-2. Visalia will go back to the top of the order with Yancel Luis awaiting on deck here in the top of the second. Peña looking to fight back after being behind in the count 0-2. Swing and a miss for Peña. It's a slider outside. And Peña unable to get a piece of it, so it will be Swan's third strike out of the ballgame. And ascended it back to the top of the order for Yancel Luis. Starting defense for Rancho Cucamonga, it'll be Carlos Rojas behind the plate. Meanwhile, on the right side of the infield, it'll be Sean McClain, the first baseman, joined by Wilman Diaz over at second base. Go through the rest of the defense in just a moment. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Alexander Obuertas will play over at shortstop. He'll be joined by Oswaldo Osorio at third. Samuel Munoz will man left field. He'll be joined by Kendall George in center. 0-1 pitch bounced in for ball one. And then lastly in right field, Jose Mesa. And the DH for today's ball game, Cameron Decker. The manager for the Quakes, John Shoemaker. 1-1 with two down. And the pitch from Swan on the way. And it's a swing and a miss for Yancel Luis. He's behind in the count 1-2. Visalia enters the ball game 35-39, 6-3 in the second half. Meanwhile, Rancho 5-4. They're 35-38. A win tonight for Rancho would tie things up in the race to the playoffs in the second half. Still very early. Game number 75 for Visalia, 74 for Rancho. Visalia one game ahead due to that extra game they played on the opening week of the season when they had to cancel due to rain that canceled a majority of the California League games throughout the league. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Luis looking to get on base for the second time in this ball game. Swan working from the windup. Here's the pitch. And ground ball to the right side. Backing up is the first baseman, McLean. It bounces off his glove. Throw to first. And it's not in time. A good recovery by Wilman Diaz at second. But his throw to Swan not in time. And Luis will get on base for the second time this ball game. And it will go down as the first error of the ball game for Rancho. So go down as an E3 for the first baseman, Sean McLean. And now we'll have our first mound visit of the ballgame. Ramon Troncoso on his way out to the mound. The runner on first brings up Christopher Torin to the plate after the error. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. So a chance to get out of the inning with just a two-run home run. And now Eric Swan has a little bit more troubles to work with as Torin becomes the sixth batter to step up to the plate. Last at-bat, struck out looking. Swan will look to do the same thing right here. His pitch to Torin is in there for a strike 0-1. Mycelia is sporting the All-American Saturday tops on this Monday night. The Stars and Stripes rawhide logo across the chest, the all-black uniforms, with the American flag numbers in the back. Now a runner put in motion. Torin will lift this ball into left field. Coming in is Munoz. He'll be underneath it. He'll make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. However, Visalia gets on the board for back-to-back innings thanks to a two-run home run from Angel Ortiz. It's his fourth homer of the season. Visalia, one hit, two runs, one error, and one runner left on base. Rawhide 3, Quake 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
We move to the bottom of the second inning where Visalia leads this ballgame 3-0. Jose Mesa will lead things off here in the bottom half of the frame against Casey Anderson, who moves into his second inning of work. Maybe Mesa, Munoz, McLean. Pitch on the way from Anderson is outside for ball two, 2-0. Jose Mesa, 6, Munoz, 7, McLean, 8. Anderson faced 5 batters in the in the bottom half of the second inning after giving up back-to-back base hits after striking out the first two batters that he faced. So far in the month of June, Anderson 0-3 with a 16.2 innings pitched. That one's in there for a strike 2-2. 18 strikeouts, 11 walks for KC. He suffered a loss in his last two outings, a loss against Inland Empire on June 25th and a loss against Lake Elsinore on the 18th. 2-2 pitch on the way is outside for ball 3, 3-2. Anderson drafted in the 11th round of the 2023 MLB draft out of Utah Valley. Swing and a miss. Going to get past Kenny Castillo. He'll have to pick it up. Throw to first base. And it's not in time. So a swinging strikeout. However, gets past the catcher Castillo. And now a leadoff base runner aboard. It's Mesa on first. Brings up Munoz to the plate so far on the year, batting 213 with two home runs and 23 RBIs. Casey looks over at first base. Here's the pitch. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Munoz looking to get back some of those runs that Visalius put up in the first two innings. Here's the pitch from Anderson. And that one is fouled backwards for a strike, 1-1. Casey, his longest outing of the season actually came at home against Rancho on May 14th, a ballgame where he went six innings of work. 1-1 on the way. This one's lifted into right. Should be playable for the right fielder, Angel Ortiz. Just left of the foul line, he'll be able to make the grab for out number one. Starting defense for Visalia is Kenny Castillo behind the plate. Meanwhile, on first base is Demetrio Crisantes. Second baseman, Yancel Luis. He'll be joined by the shortstop, Christopher Torin. Ruben Santana will play the hot corner over at third. Then it'll be Jefferson Pena out in left field, Drew Jones in center, and then lastly, Angel Ortiz out in right. One out pitch on the way is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Starting lineups today brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem and MedCal members. Sean McClain will step up to the plate after a pickoff attempt from Casey Anderson. The 1-0 deal, and it's outside for ball 2-0. So far on the year for Sean McClain, he's batting 143 with a home run and 12 RBIs. Anderson will glance back over at first before his pitch. And that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike. Now 2-1. Anderson spent time playing at Utah Valley his junior while also playing for Eastern Arizona College, College of Southern Idaho, and the College of Southern Nevada during his collegiate playing days. And that one is in there for a strike. It's now 2-2. Sixth most strikeouts all time by a Wolverine. He had 90 strikeouts in the spring of 2023. That pitch is in the dirt for ball 3-2. Rancho looking to get runners on first and second for back-to-back innings. They have Jose Meza at first after a swinging strikeout, got past Kenny Castillo. Pitch on the inside. He goes around. Strike three. Sean McClain will be the third strikeout victim for Casey Anderson. Or should say four. And it brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So two strikeouts on the inning for Casey Anderson. Brings up Carlos Rojas. And the slider there misses outside for ball 1-0. Last outing for Casey, you had to look back to June 4th, a ball game where he gave up seven hits through 3 2/3 innings. Gave up nine earned runs in that ball game. Pitch on the way. And that one's outside for a ball. It's now 2-0. And outing on Tuesday, a slugfest that Anderson was a part of. 6 combined home runs, 4 for Inland Empire, 2 for Visalia, including a grand slam from Nefi Castillo. Ground ball to the third base side. Ruben Santana will gather himself, toss to first base, and the throw will be in time. And we're through 2 innings of work here at Rancho Cucamonga. Visalia leads 3-0. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Valley Strong Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of 2 in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the third inning where Visalia leads Rancho 3-0. And it'll be Demetrio Crisantes to lead things off. First pitch on the way goes in there for a strike. Crisantes last week led the Rawhide with 10 hits, 23 at-bats. And pitch on the way to Demetrio, grounded to the left side and foul. So now quickly 0-2 on. Did not play on Sunday. His last outing was a Saturday ball game where he went 1-for-4 with a single, 2 walks, and 2 runs. Crisantes' pitch lifted up to shallow center field. It'll be the second baseman, Wilman Diaz, making his way back into the outfield green, and it'll be there for the grab, out number 1 here in the top half of the third inning. Bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. And Kenny, he's been another guy that has been hitting the ball very solid as of lately. Had a 3 RBI game last time he was here, a 4-for-5 game. He also had a 4-hit game at Inland Empire last week. And now swinging and a miss, saying the count is 0-1. Kenny Castillo last week, 7-for-17. It was the third most hits by a Rawhide player last week. And now Kenny on inside pitch, swung on a miss, it's 0-2. Kenny 2-for-6 on Saturday. It was Adrian DeLeon who got the start behind the plate on Sunday. And in that ballgame on Saturday, Kenny with a double, a single, and 3 RBIs. All 3 of those RBIs came on that extra base hit. 0-2 on the way to Castillo. Swung on and missed. And there's now 2 outs in the frame. Brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Drew Jones last time out, a inning-ending 5-3 ground out to end the first inning. And Swan looking to do the same thing against the top 80 prospect in all of minor league baseball. Here's the pitch to Drew, and that one is low for a ball. It's now 1-0. Drew Jones 1-for-4 in yesterday's ball game against Inland Empire. We had a single, a walk, a run, and he struck out 3 times. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 away here to the Rawhide center fielder. Drew Jones leads this Rawhide team in strikeouts with 81. Jones thought about pulling the trigger for a moment. However, it's a slider, misses outside for ball two, 2-1. Drew Jones, 5 hits last week against Inland Empire. And now Carlos Rojas will ask for new catcher's mitt. Saw two catcher glove malfunctions last week. Adrian DeLeon had to replace his glove on Sunday. Then 3 nights ago, a ball went through the mitt at Inland Empire for catcher Yuremi Villahermosa. Jones takes that one in there for a strike. Count is out 2-2. Swan looking to retire the side in order. Ground ball up the middle. He'll have to leap up to make the grab. He'll underhand toss to first. And he does exactly that. 3-up, 3-down for Visalia in the top half of the third inning. We head to the bottom of the third where Casey Anderson will walk his way back out to the Rawhide mound. Visalia 3, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, VisaliaRawhide.com.
The keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There are only 3 things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Kendall George will lead things off for Rancho here in the bottom of the third inning. It'll be the top of the Rancho order. Kendall George, Wilman Diaz, Cameron Decker. Casey Anderson struck out George in his last time he faced him. And now this time he goes in there for a strike, 1-1. Bunt here by George, fouled backwards. Last time Casey pitched against Rancho, he went 3 2/3 innings of work, giving up 7 hits, 9 earned runs, and a ball game where Rancho would defeat Visalia, final score 11-5. Anderson's pitch swung on and missed, and Kendall George will strike out swinging for the second time today. 5 strikeouts on the ball game for Casey Anderson. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So, Wilman Diaz will step up to the plate. Last week, 5-20 against Lake Elsinore. One out pitch on the way is upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Diaz 0-4 in yesterday's ball game against the Storm. In a ball game where he had an RBI and 3 strikeouts, and this time he'll hit a line drive over to Jefferson Pena and left, but he'll be placed perfectly, and he'll be there for the grab. There's now 2 down in the inning. Brings up Cameron Decker to the plate. Cameron Decker, we talked about Diaz last week. For Decker, he was 3-9. And 1-3 in Sunday's ball game. He takes that one a little bit tight and inside for ball one, 1-0. is a ball game where Rancho narrowly defeated Lake Elsinore, final score 5-4, thanks to a run in the top of the ninth from Rancho. Pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike. It would be a RBI single from Samuel Munoz. That would score Juan Alonso to seal the deal in that ball game. It's a ball game where Lake Elsinore out-hit Rancho 10-7. The theme yesterday around baseball seemed to be teams that out-hit their opponents suffered the losing end of things. Swing and a miss here. It'll be strike two in the count. Yesterday, Visalia out-hit 13-7. However, Visalia ending a point off the win, 6-5. Here's a pitch from Casey. Strike three on the outside corner. Two strikeouts in the inning, and he's up to six punch-outs in the ballgame. And we head to the top of the fourth inning here at Lone Mart Field. Visalia 3, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Top four here in Rancho. Visalia leads this ball game 3-0. First pitch on the way to Anderson. Rojas is fouled backwards, so the count is 0-1. Our first pitching change of the ball game as Eric Swan's ball game comes to a conclusion after three innings of work. Here's a pitch to Rojas. It's a slider outside for ball one, 1-1. Final numbers for Eric Swan. Goes three innings of work, three earned runs, three hits. Struck out four batters and walked one. And now Rojas will take that one in there for a strike. It's now 1-2. New pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho is the lefty Felix Cabrera. Cabrera's pitch on the way. Foul tipped into the glove, and it's a strikeout for Cabrera in his first batter faced. Pitching change brought to you by Rescon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to Rescom, and bye-bye bugs. And the pitch on the way to Ruben Santana is high for ball one, 1-0. Cabrera, the lefty, 6'3", 170, the 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. And Santana will take that one low for a ball. It is 2-0. Fourth year in the Dodgers organization. And this year he spent time in both the Complex League and with Rancho. As Ruben swings and misses on a ball in the dirt for a strike. He played six games in the Complex League to begin 2024. During his time in the ACL, a 2.79 ERA. And Ruben fouls that one backwards for strike two. So far here with Rancho, this is his 15th game that he's appeared in. He's 2-2. He's pitched 18 innings of work, and he has an even strikeout-to-walk ratio, 18 strikeouts, 18 free passes. 2-2 on the way to Santana. They swing and a miss. And Ruben will be sat down swinging for the second time today, and it'll bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Angel Ortiz, last time up, a two-run home run that had just enough to clear the 4-0-1 out in center field. Two-out pitch on the way as outside for a ball, 1-0. Ortiz, two home runs in batting practice earlier today, one off the right center field scoreboard and one just right of that scoreboard. And now a ground ball to the right side will land foul, and the count will be 1-1. Ortiz is trying to get away from the poolside home run earlier today, trying to work more middle of the field. And I think that's exactly what he got in his last at-bat. Right down Main Street for the home run. 1-1 pitch on the way. Ortiz grounds it to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Diaz. He'll toss to first base, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So Felix Cabrera checks into the ballgame and sits the Rawhide 3-up, 3-down, make it seven straight Rawhide batters retired, and we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rawhide 3, Rancho Quake 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in-the-shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Casey Anderson on the mound. That pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Oswaldo Osorio, Alexander Abuertas, and Jose Mesa, 4-5-6, due up in the bottom half of the frame. A swing and a miss makes the count 1-1, and Casey has been on cruise control at the moment. The first inning has been his biggest struggled inning this season. Pitch outside for ball two, 2-1. 17 runs allowed in the first inning for Anderson here in 2024. However, you get past that first inning, things have mellowed out a lot better. Strike on the outside corner, 2-2. A trio of runs in both the second and the third, with four runs in the fourth. Outside of that, he is not allowed a run in the fifth inning and onwards. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch from Casey, inside ball three. Anderson's numbers on the road haven't been as successful as they have been at home. That pitch went for ball four, so it will be an Osorio walk. His second time he's gone on base in this ball game, and it brings up Alberts to the plate. Excuse me, a hit by pitch. So either way, Osorio gets on first. And the pitch on the way is in there for a strike. Beautifully placed slider there from Casey. Career high so far has been 7 punch-outs. That was on April 30th against the Ports. And does he go around? He does. So Soria behind in the count, 0-2. So Anderson has a chance to tie his career in season-high strikeouts of 7. And the pitch on the way misses for ball 1-2. But Salia so far in this ball game, 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Rancho, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error. 1 ball, 2 strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch from Casey. A lot of it upstairs for ball 2. Anderson had a streak for there for a little bit at the end of April going into May, where Visalia won 4 straight games behind him. The 2-2 delivery from Anderson is upstairs for ball 3. So the count will go full, but it was there in the middle of the season there for a moment that the ride were stringing together wins behind him. They're trying to get their first win behind Casey Anderson since June 11th against Modesto. However, now it'll be a walk. As he was ahead in the count, 0-2, throws 4 straight balls, walks up Huertas, and it brings up Jose Meza to the plate. Now Kenny Castillo makes his way from behind home plate and gives Rye infield the instructions. It will be a forced out at any base with runners on first and second. You got Osorio on second, Huertas on first after the walk. And now Casey will steer down Meza for the first pitch. Here's the deal. And that one's a broken back, ground ball to the right side. It's going to sink underneath Crisantas' glove. Angel Ortiz will throw to third base, and the throw is not in time. A broken bat RBI single from Jose Meza, and the Quakes are on the board. It's 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. So to bring up Samuel Munoz to the plate, runners on the corners, and now the pitching coach Tyler Mark is going to make his way out to the mound and have a word with Casey Anderson with no action warming up in the Rawhide pen. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So you got Samuel Munoz, who will step up to the plate after 3 straight batters have reached to begin the bottom of the fourth. It was a Rawhide team who last night had to hold on to dear life to pull off a win against Inland Empire. And he hoped tonight is a little bit different of a case. Find a way to get away from Rancho before it comes down to the last 3 outs in the ninth inning. A double play would score a run, but it would bring up 2 outs and keep it a 1-run ball game. So Anderson looks at first base. Here's the pitch, and this ball's lifted into center field. Drew Jones will come charging in. It's a dangerous-looking ball. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Everybody's going to be safe, and it's going to be an RBI single from Samuel Munoz. Alexander Huertas will score, and Visalia leads the ball game 3-2. Back-to-back RBI base hits from Meza, then Munoz. And it'll bring up Sean McClain to the plate, which is the fifth batter of the inning. Still no action warming up in the Rawhide pen. Rancho with their fourth hit of the night. And now Casey Anderson will hit Sean McClain in the back of the helmet, and bases will be loaded. Second hit batsman of the inning, and it'll bring up Carlos Rojas to the plate. And Sean McClain still down to his squat. Hopefully he's all right. Manager John Shoemaker will make his way down the first base line to check in on McClain. appear to be all right and walk over to first. Make his way jogging alongside Shoemaker. So Carlos Rojas, the catcher, will step up to the plate. He'll be the sixth batter of the inning. All of a sudden, a big swarm of Rawhide pitchers out of that bullpen housed down the right field line start to get up and start doing some arm circles, start doing some forearm stretches to get their bodies ready to check into the game. This ball sent into center field. Drew Jones will charge in. That one's going to drop in for a base hit. Tie ball game 3-3. Six straight batters have reached to begin the bottom of the fourth. Now I'll bring up Kendall George to the plate, and you really can't go to the pen because nobody's even thrown a pitch yet out there. It'll finally be Theo Mendez warming up in the pen for the Rawhide. He's typically been the long reliever for the Hide, and now George is swinging a miss, makes the count 0-1. Kendall last played on Wednesday night against Lake Elsinore, a bowl game where he was 1-for-4. George, no doubt, no surprise, a single or a stolen base as usual, a single as well for Kendall. And now the upcoming pitch on the way. That one is a little bit high and outside for ball one, 1-1. Kendall George so far this year, 21 stolen bags. It's the fifth most in the league. That's why he's such a dangerous guy whenever he gets on the base paths, especially when there's nobody in front of him. Count is upstairs for ball two, 2-1. Anderson trying to get his first batter out. This is the seventh of the inning, and that one's outside for ball three, 3-1. So far in the inning, you've had two hits batters, three singles, and a walk. 3-1 with no outs. Here's the pitch from Casey. Upstairs, ball four. And just like that, the walk to Kendall George will give Rancho their first lead of the night. They lead 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. And we'll play a ring around the rosy as Munoz will come in to score. McLean will go to third. Rojas to second. And manager D. Garner stays in the Rawhide dugout. Slightly handcuffed here at the moment. Was hoping to get Anderson into five, and now this one into right field is going to drop in for a base hit. One run will come home. It'll be Sean McLean. Kendall George is racing around, and it is three runs coming home to score. Wilman Diaz, a bases-clearing triple. And just like that, Rancho has broken open this game in the bottom of the fourth inning. They lead 7-3. Kendall George was on the heels of Carlos Rojas. That's how quickly he was flying around the bases. And now manager D. Garner is going to make his way out to the mound. After the triple, still no outs in the inning. There have been eight batters to step up to the plate. Cameron Decker will be number nine, and Casey Anderson's ball game is over. Rancho 7, Visalia 3. We have a pitching change at Lone Mart Field. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es...
If you're just now joining us, bottom of the fourth inning, first pitch swinging from Decker. Drew Jones is racing back towards the wall. He's going to make the grab, colliding with the center field wall. However, a run will come home to score. It will be a sac fly from Cameron Decker, and Rancho now leads his ballgame 8-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. So bases are empty, and it'll be, bring up Oswaldo Osorio to the plate, who got all the madness started to begin this inning, and it's fouled backwards for strike one. As we're coming back on the air, I was going to say that Rancho trailed this ballgame 3-0 heading into the bottom of the fourth inning. Casey Anderson was cruising. He had six strikeouts, one shy of his career high. Then eight straight batters get on base, and now this ball is fouled off to the right side, 0-2. Anderson hit two batters. He walked one. He gave up four hits, and it would knock him out of the ball game and bring up Cameron Decker to the plate, and as we came back on the air, a sac fly into center, and now a swing and a miss for Osorio, back-to-back outs for Rawhide pitching. Bring up Alexander Abuertas to the plate. Last time out, he drew the lone Casey Anderson walk. This ball sent into right center field. Drew Jones on his horse once again, and it will be Jones who will take the ball away from Angel Ortiz to make the final out of the inning. So Rancho scores eight runs on four hits, and we are through four here in Rancho. Cucamonga, Quakes 8, Rawhide 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VicaliaRawhide.com.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, Visalia. Dug a hole for Rancho to climb out of. They grabbed dirt. They built a mountain out of it. So now Visalia has to climb up the mountain. First pitch on the way. Ground ball up the middle. Charging in is the second baseman, Diaz. And it will have no play to make out of it. And it will go down as a leadoff single for the Rawhide. Top five here at Lone Mart Field. Quakes 8, Rawhide 3. We'll go back to the top of the order here for Yancel Luis. He's gone on base twice in this ballgame, once a double and an error, so he's 1-for-2 in the ballgame. He did score a run back in that first inning. It was the lone run scored in inning one. Pitch on the way. That one is in there for a strike. It's now 0-1. New up in the inning was Jefferson Pena, Yancel Luis, Christopher Torin. Torin 0-for-2 in the ballgame. A glance at first from Felix Cabrera. Pickoff attempt at first, nearly gets back to the wall, but Pena is able to stab his foot back in time, and he's in there safely. Going to pitch to Luis, and that one is in there for a strike, and the count is now 0-2. Yancel Luis, so far this year, when he's been batting out of the leadoff spot, he's batting 255 with two home runs and 16 RBIs. Luis off the throw to the bat. Will pop it up in a shallow center field where it'll be Wilman Diaz retreating about five steps backwards into outfield to make the grab, and there's one down in the inning. Brings up Christopher Torin to the plate, who's 0-for-2. Torin, a strikeout in the first, a flyout to left in the second. Cabrera glances at first base. Not a very big lead for Pena. And he guns that one right down the middle for strike number one. Torin currently riding a seven-game hitting streak. It's tied for the fourth longest streak in the California League. No one pitch on the way. And that one is upstairs for a ball. It's now 1-1. One and one with one away. The pitch to Torin. Swing and a miss. He's way out in front. And the count is now 1-2 with one away. You look at the active hitting streaks among the California League. Only players in front of him is Aiden Smith with the Modesto Nuts with 8. And Braylon Wimmer with 13 with the Fresno Grizzlies. Green fouls this one off to the right side, and it's now 1-2. And a young fan all alone here in the top half of Lomar Field. He gets a free ball to take home at the end of the game. 1-2 with one down. The glance at first. Pena's in motion, inside pitch, and he's going to have a stolen bag. Not even close. The throw from Carlos Rojas was high, but it was a great jump as well for Pena. And the count is out 2-2 with one away. Pena, his seventh stolen bag of the season. All right, if they want to claw back into this ball game, take runs where you get them. Don't try to take them all back in one inning. That would be a hard task to overcome. 2-2 pitch on the way. A large secondary lead for Pena. That one hits the backstop, and he'll get to third base safely. And now bases. Her count will be full with one down. So three balls, two strikes, one away here to Christopher Torin. Let's see what the Rawhide middle infielder can do. He'll get a piece of it, fouls it off to the right side, trying to go opposite field. And instead fouls it off into the concessions area on the right side. Terrain so far this season with runners in scoring position, batting 286. And fouls that one off into the Quakes dugout. Terrain, 29 RBIs with runners at second or greater. The only player with more RBIs with runners in scoring position, Drew Jones with 31. 3-2 with one away. Ground ball once again to the left side, and Terrain making this a difficult battle against Felix Cabrera. They get ready for the 10th pitch of the at-bat. 3-2 with one away. Here's the pitch to Terrain. Once again, pops it up to the left side. And a long run for the third baseman, Oswaldo Osorio, but he'll be underneath it. The ball hung up long enough. There's two down here in the frame. Brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. Demetrio Crisantes, 1-for-2 in the ball game, an RBI single back in the first inning. His last at bat, a fly out over to second. Crisantes' pitch outside for a ball. It is now 1-0. The pause from Cabrera. Here's a pitch to Demetrio, and that one is in the dirt for ball 2-2-0. So far, since making his Rawhide debut, he's played over at second base, first base, and third. The only infield position he has not played has been shortstop. 2-0 on the way is outside for ball 3, 3-0. And might be a little difficult to break into that shortstop position, especially with the likes of Christopher Terrain and Yancel Luis on the lineup. 3-0 pitch to Crisantes on the way, outside ball 4. So the 19-year-old will draw a walk, and I'll bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Just the second Rawhide walk of the ball game. And the Rawhide catcher will look for his first hit of the ball game, where he's currently 0-for-2. Now the pitching coach, Ramon Troncoso, will make his way out to the mound to have a word with his relief pitcher. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Kenny Castillo will dig in and look to at least drive in Jefferson Pena, who is over at third. Catcher Carlos Rojas once again will make his way back behind home plate. Crisantes at first. Felix Cabrera working with runners on the corners. 8-3 ball game in the top of the fifth. Here's the deal. It's a slider that misses outside for ball 1, 1-0. Kenny Castillo in the month of June had 22 hits. It was tied for the most on this Rawhide team. The 1-0 deal from Cabrera. And that one's on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike, 1-1. Kenny this year with runners in scoring position, batting 294 with 15 hits and 26 RBIs. That is 26 of his 28. 1-1 deals outside for ball 2. It's now 2-1. Talk about Kenny Castillo with runners in scoring position. What about RISP with two outs? He's got 8 hits in those type of situations. Castillo popped this one up on the right side. Should stay playable. It's a long run for Wilman Diaz. And it'll be called off by the right fielder, Jose Mesa, just left of the first baseline. And the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors. Two runners left on base. We head to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through at Lone Mart Field. Quakes 8, Rawhide 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
De los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cowea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab
grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Kaweah Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Kaweah Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Kaweah Health, más que medicina, vida.
Kaweah Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Teo Mendez out for his first full inning of work. And that pitch inside on Jose Mesa. He's able to dodge out of the way of the pitch, and the count is 1-0. Defensive change for manager D. Gardner. As Christopher Torin will check out of the ballgame, Modifi Marte will check in. Pitch is lifted into right field. Angel Ortiz will have to hop on the horse and run out to the warning track where he'll make the grab for out number one. So now for Visalia remains Kenny Castillo behind the plate. Modifi Marte slides into the ballgame at first. Dimitro Crisantes moves over to second base. And then Yancel Luis slides from second to short. And Ruben Santana will stay in the ballgame at third. One out pitch on the way from Mendez bounced in. And the count is now 1-0 with one away. Teo Mendez working from the right side of the slab. Samuel Munoz last time out, an RBI single. Now time called here as a step out of the box. 1-1 count here to Munoz. An 11-batter inning for Rancho in the bottom half of the fourth inning, where the Quakes tack on 8 runs, all on Casey Anderson. The final stat line for Anderson was 3 innings of work, 6 hits, 8 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, and 2 walks. And now Samuel Munoz, a swing and a miss, and the count is now 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Munoz gets ready for the deal from Teo Mendez, and that one is fouled backwards. Mendez has been that Rawhide middle relief pitcher that's done the job of eating up middle innings whenever Rawhide pitchers get taken out of the ballgame early. Typically, anywhere in the third or the fourth, Mendez can get you to the sixth and seventh. Seventh is really stretching. Sixth is a little bit more accurate of a term. So far in 2024, Teo Mendez, no decisions, a 1.82 ERA. 17 games now he's appeared in. 29 and two-thirds innings of work, 36 strikeouts and 14 walks. And now this pitch is fouled off to the left side. Count will go 3-2. Longest outing for Mendez here in 2024 was two outings ago against Lake Elsinore on June 21st, where he went 3 1/3 inning of work, struck out 5 batters, and walked 1. Payoff pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And Samuel Munoz will be set down for the second time today. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And it brings up Sean McClain to the plate, who was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. Took one high upstairs on the back when he turned around. And luckily, McClain appeared to be all right, stayed in the ball game. And now Mendez's 0-1 pitch is lifted into center field on a line, and Drew Jones won't have to move around too many steps to make the grab. It's a line out into center field, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Teo Mendez goes 3-up, 3-down in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Visalia trails Rancho 8-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. Drew Jones will step up to the plate. 5, 6, and 7 due up. It's Drew Jones, Anderson Rojas, Ruben Santana. Pitch on the way, fouled directly backwards, and the count will now move to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch. Drew Jones, ground ball to the shortstop. Fielded by Albertus, throw to first base, and the throw will be in time. And there's one down here in the inning. Brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Ruben Santana on deck. Rojas, 11 hits versus Rancho here in 2024. That's the third most in the California, or third most on this Rawhide team against these Quakes. Here's the pitch, and that one is inside for a ball. And the count is now 1-0 with one down. New pitcher in the ball game for the Quakes, Reynaldo Yeen. That pitch is bounced in for ball two, 2-0. New pitcher, the 6'4 right-hander, the 190-pound, 20-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. 2-0 pitch on the way, and that one is bounced in for ball three, 3-0. Anderson Rojas batting 252 with three home runs and 27 RBIs. Ian will stare down Rojas with bases empty. Here's the pitch, and it is low for ball four, so Anderson Rojas will draw his second walk of the ball game. And it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. Donnell Ortiz on deck. First pitch on the way. Runner in motion. Anderson Rojas is going to have his second stolen bag of the ball game. Good for his 20th stolen base of the season. Now Ruben Santana has a runner in scoring position with one down. Here's a pitch from Yean, and that one swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-1. Ruben Santana so far against Rancho, 16 strikeouts. And the 1-1 pitch on the way is grounded up the middle. It will be fielded by the second baseman, Diaz, who tossed to first. It'll be now Ruben Santana. It'll be the third time today he's been sat down. And it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. So Angel Ortiz so far in the ballgame, 1-for-2, a two-run home run back in the second. However, his last at-bat, a 4-3 ground out. Got Anderson Rojas standing over on third base. It's a swing and a miss. And the count is now 0-1 with Jefferson Pena waiting on deck. And Cardo will get ready for, Ronaldo will get ready for the deal. Here's the pitch. And it's inside for ball one, 1-1. Vesalia, since that two-run home run in the second inning, they've had just one hit since then. It was a single from Jefferson Pena where he would eventually be stranded over at third base. 1-1 with two away. Here's the pitch to Ortiz, and that one is on the outside corner for strike number two. Angel Ortiz, 38 total bases in the month of June. That was tied for the most bases by a Rawhide player last month. Means 1-2 pitch on the way to Ortiz, and that one is low for ball two, 2-2. Ortiz also 15 RBIs last month. It was tied for the most RBIs by a Rawhide player. 2-2, a two-way. A runner on third trying to make it an 8-4 ball game, and Ortiz fouls it backwards. And I'll have to live to see another pitch. Angel Ortiz, 8 doubles in the month of June, 4th most in the league. His 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Visalia will strand another base runner in this ballgame. No hits, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the 6th. Rancho leads Visalia 8-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss.
Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Carlos Rojas will lead things off in the bottom of the sixth inning. It'll be Carlos Rojas, Kendall George, Wilman Diaz, 9-1 and 2 due up. First pitch on the way. That one's a bit inside for ball one. 1-0. Visalia trailing this ball game thanks to an eight-run Rancho inning. And outside of that, it's been fairly efficient baseball. Gone through the innings fairly quickly, but that eight spot has been the difference maker in this ball game. Visalia led 3-0 entering that point, and a breaking ball hit to the left side. It would get past Ruben Santana, and Carlos Rojas has a leadoff base hit. And we go back to the top of the order here for Kendall George. Bottom of the sixth inning, it allows us to go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization and around the California League. We'll start off first in the Cal League on this Monday night, where Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire have officially gone final. Upcoming pitch on the way, fouled off to the left side, and the count is 0-1. Lake Elsinore, a dominant win over Inland Empire out at Diamond Stadium, 10-3 the final out there. Lake Elsinore, 10 runs on 9 hits and 2 errors. Swing and a miss for George. It was Riley Bauman who pitched on Wednesday for Inland Empire, receiving the loss. Meanwhile, two other games in action at the moment. San Jose in the top, in the bottom of the sixth inning. They lead over the Ports 3-1. And pitches outside for ball one, 1-2. And then lastly at John Thurman Field, the Nuts currently lead 6-1. That ball game just finished 4 innings of work. 1 ball, 2 strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch from Mendez, and that one's swung on and foul tipped by Kendall George. Currently riding a 7-game hitting streak. It's the fourth longest hitting streak in the California League. And looking to extend it right here as he was walked in his last plate appearance. That pitch on the outside corner, strike 3 called. And Kendall will be rung up for the third time in this ball game. There is one away here in the bottom of the sixth. Next up, we move around the scores around the Diamondbacks organization. We're out in Sacramento. The Reno Aces currently riding with a no-hitter at the moment. They're in the top of the sixth. Aces lead over the Rivercats 6-0. And then at the AA level, we'll go through that in a moment. A chance to turn two. 6-4-3. Inning-ending double play. And we head into the top of the seventh inning here at Lone Mart Field. Rancho 8, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
To trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We head to the top of the seventh inning, and we have a new pitching change in the ballgame for Rancho Cucamonga. Jefferson Pena on the way, and that one goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Pitching change brought to you by Rescon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, save the Rescon, and bye-bye bugs. Pena will take that pitch upstairs for ball 2-1. The new pitcher in the ball game, the 6'3 righty. It's the Aussie Callum Wallace on the mound. Fourth arm used by manager John Shoemaker in this ball game. And now Pena is swinging a miss, makes the count 2-2. Callum Wallace comes in for Reynaldo Yean, who in an inning of work struck out a batter and walked one. Outside of that, all zeros on the board. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Wallace will get ready for the deal. And here's the pitch. And it's outside for ball 3-2. Visalia trailing this ball game by 5. Trying to find a way to tick back into this ball game. 3-2, no outs. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, and Jefferson Pena will be the first out of the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts by Rancho pitching, and we go back to the top of the order here for Yancel Luis, who is 1-for-3 in the ballgame. One-out pitch on the way to Yancel Luis. Ground ball to the right side. He'll sneak on through for a base hit. And it'll be Visalia's sixth of the night. And Yancel Luis is second of the evening here in the top half of the seventh inning. If you've been in a collision, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So brings up Modifi Marte to the plate for the first time this evening. A swing and a miss. And the count is 0-1. Visalia made a defensive change earlier in the ball game when Christopher Torino was checked out of the ball game. Modifi Marte slid into first. Corsantes went to second. And Yancel Luis slid over to shortstop. Torino knocked out of the ball game. It was after Torino's third base flyout back in the fifth inning. That was the last time we saw him. 0-1 with one away here to Modifi Marte. So far in the year, batting .228 with two home runs and 21 RBIs. Here's the pitch. And the deal from Wallace is in the dirt for ball one, 1-1. Wallace will get ready for the deal. Here's the pitch. And Modifi, a ground ball to the left side. That one's going to sneak on through for a base hit. Modifi checks into the ball game. One at bat, and now this ball's going to get past, going to roll all the way to the catcher, and Modifi will go to second base off of the error. It'll be Rancho's second of the ball game, and Visalia has two runners in scoring position for Demetrio Crisantes. Two runners in scoring position for the Hyde. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. That's 625-2318. So Demetrio Crisantes, 1-for-2 in the ballgame. Go down as an E7. Here's the pitch to Demetrio. And the pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Crisantes talking to him earlier about, did he play first base growing up? He said he never did. Just a transition that the D-backs forcing him to make with the middle infield fairly secured. He said one thing he does enjoy about playing over at first base is the larger glove. He said growing up, he's been so used to playing with the smaller glove that middle infielders wear. 1-1 pitch is fouled backwards for strike two. That whenever he had the opportunity to play with that first base glove, it felt like he was had a massive laundry basket almost to work with. One ball, two strikes, one away here to Crisantes. The guy who's batting above 400 over 2 weeks now. And as a swing and a miss, Crisantes is retired. There's two down in the inning. It's a second Callum Wallace strikeout of the inning. It brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. It was 0-for-3 in the ballgame just a couple days ago, a four-hit day for Kenny. Big time for an RBI right here. He's got 28 on the season. And he takes that one down the middle for strike number one. Castillo, that four-hit game on Friday night. He had three singles, a double, two RBIs in the ninth inning in a ballgame where Visalia would tack on four runs in the ninth, taking a 9-3 win against Inland Empire. However, on this occasion, Kenny Castillo will fly out into center, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Two hits, no runs, one error, two runners left on base. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning where it is time to stretch. Rancho 8, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Here's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. New pitcher in the ballgame for the Hyde. It'll be the lefty, Rio Britton. Pitch and Change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, sail to ResCon, and bye-bye bugs. And to be the Sacramento kid, Rio Britton was drafted in the 15th round of the 2023 MLB draft out of NC State. Spent 2 years at NC State, one at Oregon, 2-0 pitch on the way to Cameron Decker. And that pitch is low for ball 3-3 and 0. So as mentioned, Teo Mendez, the middle reliever, doing the little house cleaning, goes 3 innings of work, the heavy lifting, and that pitch is low for ball 4. The 4-pitch walk to Cameron Decker will put a runner on first, brings up Oswaldo Osorio to the plate. Walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Britton stares down at first. Here's his pitch. It's outside for a ball, and the count is now 1-0. Osorio so far in the ball game, 1-for-2. He was one of two batters to bat twice in that fourth inning. It was Osorio and Abuertes. Trying to go opposite field, fouled off to the left side, over to the batting cage, is housed on the left side here in Rancho. Counts 1-1. Bullpen same as in Inland Empire, housed in the field of play. However, they're kind of tucked in out in right and left field. Pena will come in a couple steps and make the grab for out one. So Osorio flies out to outfield. But they're tucked away here. The bleachers go all the way down the right field line, and then there's a little gap, and that is where the bullpen is. Same thing for Rancho out in left field. The back-to-back weeks where you can see the pitchers warming up in the field of play. One-out pitch on the way from Rio Britton, and that one is in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. Britton arrives in this ballgame 0-4. With a 5.02 ERA, he's appeared in now 22 games here in 2024, where he started just one. Britton's pitch is inside for ball one. Britton so far this year, 40 strikeouts and 26 walks. Rio last pitched against Inland Empire on June 25th, a ball game where he went at 2 1/3. That pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Two hits, one earned run, and struck out a batter and walked two. Numbers in the month of June for Rio, pretty good. 2.61 ERA through 10 1/3 innings. 2-1 count on the way. Britton looks at first once again before his deal. This one's lifted into left center field. Jefferson Pena won't be able to get there in time. Going from first to third will be Decker, and there will be runners on the corners with one away. Maybe Abuertes' first hit of the ball game. And now you got Jose Mesa at the plate, who is 1-for-3 in the ballgame. Now Kenny Castillo will make his way from behind home plate to give the Rawhide infield the instructions. It looks like Visalia may elect to play in. Mitra Crisantes and Yancel Luis are a little bit more in than usual from their typical positions, but not necessarily all the way in. Rio Britton's first pitch on the way is inside for ball one, 1-0. Mesa, an RBI single back in the fourth inning. He'd eventually come home to score as well. And now that pitch outside for a ball, it's now 2-0. That month of June for Rio, the best month of the season for him. He had a 5.52 ERA in the month of April, with May being his worst month with a 6.39. A chance to turn two. Luis steps on second himself. He'll toss to first base in time. And it is a 6-3 inning-ending double play for Jose Mesa. And one runner left on base as we head into the top of the eighth inning. One hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. Rancho 8, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making
it happen. There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kauai Health, all of our employees are
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Drew Jones will lead things off here in the top half of the eighth inning. It'll be Drew Jones, Anderson Rojas, Ruben Santana, 5, 6, and 7. 0-1 pitch on the way, and Drew will try to go into right field. However, it will play in the yard for out number one. So Drew Jones has sat down for the fourth time today. And I'll bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate. He was also hitless here in this ball game. The batters 4-7 for Visalia in this ball game have all been held hitless. Look at the bottom of the order. Two have hits. Angel Ortiz, Jefferson Pena. And now that pitch to Anderson Rojas is in there for a strike 0-1. Rojas has drawn two walks in this ballgame, two stolen bases. He's also scored a run back in the second. And Rojas will watch that pitch miss outside for a ball 1-1. Base is empty here for Visalia, trailing by five. Callum Wallace remains on the mound. Here's his pitch. Rojas tries to lay down a bunt, and instead he fouls it backwards 1-2. The numbers for Callum Wallace, 1-3 with a 7.16 ERA, appearing in his 23rd game of the year. His previous 2 years with the Dodgers organization were out in the Arizona Complex League. 2022, no decisions with a 3.27 ERA. Meanwhile, for 2023, he was 2-1 with an 11.37 ERA. That pitch misses in the dirt for ball 3-2. And Rojas will step out and regrip the batting gloves as Wallace asks for a new ball. Last time Wallace was in action was on June 27th against Lake Elsinore. He made two appearances last week against the Storm. Here's his pitch, and Rojas a swing and a foul tip. But a ball game last week where he went two-thirds of an inning, gave up two earned runs, struck out a batter, walked two. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Anderson Rojas bats from the left side, a left-on-right matchup. Here's the deal. Rojas fouls it off to the left side. Rojas looking to get aboard with Ruben Santana awaiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Outside ball 3-2. Rojas trying to draw his third walk of the ball game. Wallace working from the windup, 3-2 with one away. Here's the payoff pitch, ground ball to the right side. And Anderson Rojas has been a guy this year who's been able to fight off at bats, work pitch counts, and proven to do so in this occasion right here. 3-2 with one away. Wallace gets ready for his ninth pitch, And that one is bounced in for ball four. So Rojas draws his third walk of the ball game and brings up Ruben Santana to the plate for the fourth time today. Right down to their final five outs in this game. If the result holds right here, it would be Rancho who would tie things up in the first half. It would be a three-way tie for first after Lake Elsinore dominating Inland Empire earlier today, 10-3. And pitch upstairs, Ruben Santana misses for ball one, 1-0. And it seems with the way this first 2 weeks have gone here in the second half, it is likely going to be a tight race to the finish line. But these three teams fighting out, and Inland Empire will likely fall to the wayside. 1-1 with one down. Glance over at first base. Here's the deal from Wallace. And Santana, a swing and a miss. The count is now 1-2. Santana uses the batter's timeout. Takes a moment to himself before stepping back into the box. 1-2 with one away. Here's a pitch from Wallace. It is outside for a ball. It's now 2-2. And you're looking at last year's second half results. It was Inland Empire who captured the South pickoff attempt at first. Meanwhile, the first half winners of 2023, Rancho Cucamonga. 2-2 with one down. Wallace gets ready to deal to Ruben Santana, swinging and a miss. And he'll be struck out for the third time today. He now leads the team with 19 strikeouts when facing Quakes pitching. And here is Angel Ortiz stepping up to the plate. Looking at teams who have last made the playoffs, so Rancho appeared in 2023. Lake Elsinore, they clinched a playoff spot in the final week of the first half of the season. Two-out pitch on the way to Ortiz. Swung on and missed, 0-1. It's the first time Lake Elsinore makes it to the playoffs since 2022, when they ended up winning the league that season for Visalia 2019. That's the longest drought in the South. 0-1 with two-way. Ground ball to the left side. Charging in is the shortstop of Huertas. He throws to first base in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth here in Rancho. Quakes 8, Rawhide 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom of the eighth inning, where Rancho leads Visalia 8-3. Samuel Munoz to lead things off, 7, 8, and 9. Do it for the Quakes in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Samuel Munoz, Sean McClain, Carlos Rojas. Munoz so far in the ballgame, 1-3 with an RBI single back in the fourth inning. Sean McClain, due up, he has not gotten a hit. And Carlos Rojas, he's got two, batting out of the number three spot. And a swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-2. Third spot in the inning, ninth spot in the order. No balls, two strikes, no outs here for Rio Britton. And came in and faced four, did not allow a run, despite giving up a hit to Alexander Abuertas. Ball lifted into center field. Drew Jones will come in. He'll call off the shortstop, Yancel Luis. And he'll be there for the grab for out number one. Taking a look at the upcoming schedule here for the Rawhide. Today is game seven of the nine-game road trip. Tomorrow night, Visalia will return here to Lone Mart Field for another 6:30 first pitch before playing 45 minutes earlier on July 3rd. 5:45 is the first pitch on Wednesday night before the Rawhide will pack up their bags and conclude the longest road trip of 2024 as they'll go over to Valley Strong Ballpark for a 7 o'clock first pitch against the Quakes on the 4th of July. It'll be 4th, 5th, and 6th baseball at Valley Strong before the Rawhide will have 2 days off before playing against the San Jose Giants for the final road trip before the All-Star break. Visalia will be home for just 8 games in the month of June, the 3 games against Rancho on the 4th of July, then the 3 games against Inland Empire after the All-Star break. The pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. And then the Rawhide will open up the month of August with 2 games against the Ports at home. That is July 30th and 31st. 2-1 with one away. Here's the pitch from Britton, and it swung on and foul tipped. The count is now 2-2. Remaining road trips here in July, Rancho followed by San Jose, then the road trip to Lake Elsinore. 2-2 with one away. Here's a pitch from Britton, and that one is fouled backwards. The Rawhide will have one final road trip here to Lone Mart Field in 2024. It is the final series of the season on September 3rd through the 8th. 2-2 with one away. Britton will step off the mound and reset. Rancho, a similar type of schedule in the month of July. And they'll have 8 games at home with the opening 3 here in July, the 3 games after the All-Star break, and then they'll open up August with a series against San Jose. The pitch fouled backwards, and the count will remain full, 3-2. Get ready for the 7th pitch of the at-bat. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away here to Sean McClain. Britton's pitch right down the middle. Strike 3 called. McClain not agreeing with it, and he will be struck out. It'll be Britton's first strikeout of the ball game, and there's 2 down here in the inning. I bring up Carlos Rojas to the plate. 2-for-3 in the ball game. Britton will stare down Rojas in a 5-run ball game. Here's the deal. And that one is upstairs for a strike, 0-1. An interesting schedule for the Rawhide. Britton's pitch fouled backwards. You got San Jose, who's currently in first in the second half, and then you get Inland Empire for 3 games, a team that you have a chance to beat up on. Lake Elsinore is going to be a team that's going to be fighting for first once again this half, so you're going to have 6 games against them. And then Stockton, the worst team in the Cat League, and Rojas a swing and a miss, so Rio Britton strikes out the last 2 batters he faces, and it sends us to the top of the 9th inning with one last chance to dance for Visalia. It'll be Jefferson Pena, Yancel Luis, Modifi Marte in the 9th. Quakes 8, Rawhide 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cowea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cowea Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cowea Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cowea Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Christian Rubek will be the new pitcher in the ballgame for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in a game where RC leads 8-3 over Visalia. Top nine will be Jefferson Pena to lead things off. 1-0 pitch from Rubik swung on and missed, and the count is now 1-1. Rubik comes in to relieve Callum Wallace, who went two innings of work, gave up two hits, no runs, struck out three batters, and walked one. 1-1 with no outs. Here's a pitch from Rubik. And that one is in there for a strike. It is now 1-2. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. 1-2 with no outs. Pena, the first batter of the inning. Rubek will have the deal. It's a beautiful slider, foul tipped into the glove of Carlos Rojas. And there's now one down in the inning. It's the third time today Jefferson Pena is struck out. And that gives us a chance to look at the numbers for Rubik. 2-2 with a 9.36 ERA. He's pitched in 25 innings this season where he struck out 36 batters and walked 30. The one-out pitch on the way to Yancel Luis. And he takes that one inside for ball one, 1-0. Same time tomorrow, less than 24 hours from now here from Lone Mart Field. And that pitch is outside for ball two, 2-0. Talking more about the numbers for Rubik in the month of June, he was 1-0 with a 5.40 ERA. He last pitched on June 27th this past Thursday. And Luis having a slide out of the way of that pitch for a 3-0 count. Rubik, three strikeouts in that outing against LE, two innings of work. 3-0 with one down. Here's the pitch to Luis, and that one's outside for ball four, and it'll bring up Modifi Marte to the plate. Third time today, Yancel Luis has reached base safely. And Marte so far in this ball game, he is 1-for-1. After he had a single back in the seventh inning that snuck underneath the glove of Wilman Diaz. Marte's first pitch on the way. That one's on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Marte, third year in the Diamondbacks organization. 0-1 swung on and missed. 0-2. Marte, two home runs on the year. His first year in 2022 was in the DSL, a year where he hit seven homers. Then 1 year later, he had five home runs out in the Arizona Complex League. No balls, two strikes, one away. Modifi will get ready for the deal from Rubik. And that one's a foul tip into the glove of Carlos Rojas. Two strikeouts in the inning, and Visalia is down to their final batter in the form of Dimitri Crisantas. Crisantas so far in the ballgame, 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the first and a walk back in the fifth inning. Talking about hitting with runners in scoring position tonight, a swing and a miss, 0-1. Visalia tonight, they have been 2-for-10. The only other hit with runners in scoring position, Angel Ortiz's two-run home run. A good breaking ball there, but it misses outside for a ball. The count is out 1-1 for Crisantas. A guy batting .413 in his young season with the Rawhide. Today is game number 12 in a single-A uniform. 1-1 pitch on the way, another breaker. And Rubik goes back-to-back pitches. This time he finds the zone. It's now 1-2. So Visalia down to their final strike right here. 8-3 is the score in the top of the ninth. Rubik gets ready to deal. Here's the pitch to Crisantas. Swings on that one. Sends it into right field. Racing backwards is Mesa in front of the warning track. He'll be there to make the grab. And the 8-run frame from Inland Empire is good enough to give the Quakes a victory on this Monday night. Final score, Rancho 8 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they have 3 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's ball game. Rancho takes the opening game of this 3-game series at Lone Mart Field. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Tough way to lose tonight. Visalia gives up 8 runs in the fourth inning, and that would be all it took for Rancho to pull off the win on this Monday night. We'll go through today's ball game where Visalia would get on the board first for the fourth straight game. It started off with a leadoff double from Yancel Luis. He continues to look really well in that leadoff spot for Visalia. The Rawhide switch hitter had the double, and then two batters later would be Dimitri Crisantas, an RBI single, would score Yancel Luis from second base, and Visalia would lead 1-0. And then in the top of the second inning, the Rawhide would tack on two more runs. Anderson Rojas would draw a leadoff walk. Two batters later, Angel Ortiz would go yard. It'd be his fourth home run of the season on a ball that was just clear of 401 feet, and the Rawhide led 3-0. Heading into the fourth inning, it was Casey Anderson who had a really good first three innings. He struck out 6 batters. That's one strikeout shy of his career-high 7 punchouts. And then the fourth inning came, and the wheels fell off the wagon. 2 hits batsmen, 1 walk, 4 hits for Casey. He gave up 8 earned runs, and it was Rancho who went through the order once. 11 batters come up to step up to the plate for Rancho. They tack on 8 runs, and that would be the final runs of the ball game. After that, all zeros on the board. So Casey Anderson suffers a 6th loss of the season. He's now 2-6. Meanwhile, Felix Cabrera receives a win. He is now 3-2. Vaisseli only needed three pitchers in this ball game. It's Casey Anderson, three innings of work, six hits, eight earned runs, six strikeouts, and two walks. Teo Mendez came in the ballgame. He had three innings of work, struck out three batters, and then Rio Britton would finish off the game for the Rawhide, going two innings of work and striking out two batters. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they used five pitchers in the ballgame, including the starting pitcher, Eric Swan. It would be finished off by Christian Rubek, who would go into the ninth inning and strike out two batters and walk one without allowing an earned run. So one more time, the score 8-3, the final here at Lone Mart Field. We'll step aside and take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's Game 2 of the six-game series between the Rawhide and Quakes. Rancho takes the opening game of the series. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VaisseliRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand-new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, where Rancho takes the opening game of the six-game series behind an eight-run fourth inning. That would be good enough to pull off the win on this Monday night. Taking a look at the California League scoreboard, only one other game has gone final. It is Lake Elsinore and Inland. Final score out at Diamond Stadium. The Storm defeat the 66ers. Final score 10-3. And as a result of the win, now it is a three-way tie for first place in the second half. Meanwhile, at Excite Ballpark, they're currently in the bottom of the eighth inning. San Jose leads over Stockton 8-2. And then at John Thurman Field in Modesto, the Nuts lead 6-3 against the Fresno Grizzlies. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where we'll start off in High A, where the Hillsboro Hops currently lead over the Eugene Emeralds 3-1. At the AA level, the Midland Rockhounds dominant over the Amarillo Sod Poodles tonight. Final score 14-4. And then at the AAA level, the Reno Aces currently still riding that no-hitter heading into the bottom of the eighth. They lead the Sacramento Rivercats 7-0. Next up, we move to the major league level, where the Arizona Diamondbacks had the day off, but however, tomorrow they'll be underway against the LA Dodgers, a battle of NL West opponents. It'll be Ryan Nelson on the mound. He is 5-6. Meanwhile, it'll be Bobby Miller, who is 1-1 in 2024. Meanwhile, for tomorrow's ball game, it will be a matchup between Daniel Nunez and Christian Zazueta. It'll be the second time this season that the Rawhide face off against Zazueta. He started off the year in the Complex League, where he went five games before moving over to Rancho. So far this year, he is 0-1 with an 8.76 ERA. Meanwhile, for Daniel Nunez, he'll make his second start in a Rawhide uniform. He's given up an earned run in just two outings this season. One of those was on June 26th. One of them was on June 18th. It was back-to-back outings where he allowed an earned run. Outside of that, he's had a perfect 0.00 ERA. So the matchup tomorrow, Daniel Nunez, Christian Zazueta. Game two of the six-game series. It will be Tuesday Night Baseball from Lone Mart Field starting at 6:30 p.m. We'll be live on the air starting at 6:25. One final time tonight, Rancho, eight runs, eight hits, two errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, three runs, six hits, no errors. Felix Cabrera receives a win. He's 3-2 with a 6.30 ERA. Meanwhile, Casey Anderson receives a loss. He is 2-6 with a 9.69 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 12 minutes to play one of our shortest games of the year in front of a crowd of 1,088 fans here at Lone Mart Field. So until we talk tomorrow at 6:25, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.